Fed up with violence, Brazilians are once again pushing for more stringent gun control laws, and politicians are listening. Brazil's Senate is scheduled to vote Wednesday on a bill to increase restrictions prohibiting civilians from carrying guns on the street. The bill would also call for a national referendum banning the sale of firearms in Brazil. Polls show most Brazilians would be supportive of such a measure. Statistics show that between 1979 and 2000, the rate of deaths by firearms in Brazil went up 213%. Guns have already surpassed car accidents as the leading cause of violent death in the country, according to the World Health Organization, and Brazilians are worried. So worried that over 60% of Brazilians would favor a ban on carrying guns, according to the polling agency, the Census Institute. The bill would tighten restrictions on gun ownership by increasing the age of gun ownership from 18 years old to 25 years old. Applicants would also have to pass a training course and a psychological exam. The measure would also transfer gun registrations from the state to the federal level. If Brazil's Congress passes the gun control measure, Brazilians would also get the chance to vote on banning gun sales in a national referendum in 2005. Sociologist Antonio Rangel Bandeira of the organization Viva Rio, which supports the bill, says these limitations are much needed. I received a permit that said I have the right to carry a gun. I got it without even asking for it, because I'm an authority figure. Do they know if I know how to shoot? Do they know whether I'm crazy? No, Mr. Rangel Bandeira says. Mr. Bandeira says his personal experience is indicative of the loopholes and lax enforcement of Brazil's existing laws. He says more oversight is needed to find contraband weapons entering Brazil's ports and airports, and to keep track of guns being transported between manufacturers, where many disappear. In addition, he says there is little scrutiny of the guns purchased by Brazil's numerous private security companies.
Cujo número de policiais é maior do que o número da polícia.
He says the number of security guards with all these private companies is larger than the number of Brazilian police. Just to give you an idea, in 1 year alone in Rio de Janeiro, 10,000 guns bought by these security companies disappeared. Mr. Rangel Bandeira says collectors are permitted to buy new high-caliber weapons, not just antiques, another area he says should be examined. And he says broader issues like police training can help address the attitude that people need to carry guns to protect themselves. He says even arms purchased legally make their way into criminals' hands. In a study of weapons seized at crime scenes by police, we found that 36% of these arms were purchased legally. But from there, through robberies or resales, they ended up in the hands of organized crime. That's the proof that legal arm sales need to be banned, or at least controlled, Mr. Rangel Bandeira says. But members of Congress who oppose the restrictions say the government can't require responsible citizens to disarm. Brazil's Congress has considered other gun control bills in recent years, none of which have passed, but analysts say increased public anxiety about gun violence may bring a different outcome this time. Amy Radel for VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.